Do we really need another podcast? No. But Tony really needs a hobby. Hopefully, he'll put a smile on your face. And if you don't like it, at least it's free. Now grab your favorite beverage and enjoy the Bald and Witty podcast. Here's your host, the author of Tacos and Beer Atmosphere, and founder of baldandwitty.com, Tony Mahalski.
I come to you this morning in somewhat of a crisis mode. I am not wearing my wedding ring. I can't find it. I have no clue where it's at. I think one of the most impressive things about marriage is being able to hold on to a wedding ring. I like to take mine off and spin it, which I know probably isn't the best course of action. One time at work, I took it off, I spun it right into an air conditioning vent. My coworker with large hands was able to retrieve it after about 2 hours of searching for it and literally saved my marriage that day. So when I get home, I take off my wedding ring. Now, my pops keeps his on, and I don't think he can physically take it off. That's probably a better move. I like the feeling of being free when I get home. I usually take it off, and I put it on the ledge that holds the urn for our dead cat, Ollie. So I like to think that, Ollie has something to do up there, and he's safeguarding my ring. But unfortunately, it wasn't there. So I've been looking around the house. I don't know where it's at. Now, here's my personal dilemma. I have two dogs, Casey, the golden retriever, and Bluey, the golden Labrador retriever. There's a good possibility that the ring fell off the mantle and was ingested by the dogs. So I think I know where it's at. It's probably in the backyard. So for the past day, I've been searching the backyard, looking for landmines, and searching for my wedding ring that was deposited in a heap. Now, if I see it, do I go through? Do I want to wear it again after it's been through the intestines of the dog? I don't know. So if anyone has any advice for me, let me know. Where could I possibly have placed my wedding ring? And is it in the backyard? And if it is, do I want to clean it off and wear it? That's my personal dilemma. Here's some things that I thought were interesting this past week. First of all, I am a huge fan of baseball entrances. There was a lot of talk about the Mets reliever, Diaz, that came in to Timmy Trumpet, which was awesome for the first 2 weeks. And now the sound of Timmy Trumpet kind of makes my skin crawl just a wee bit. Well, I'd like to introduce you to Jawan Duran, the reliever from the Twins. And this is an epic walk-up. This is the walk-up song. It's by Wilmer Roberts. Let's see, I failed Spanish. It's Nunca Crayeron. Might have said that wrong, but it's really cool, especially when you infuse the lighting and the other special effects with the walk-up music. So, well done by the Minnesota Twins. Absolutely love it when the whole stadium gets involved. It's kind of like, for Oscar fans, the tunnel walk for the reliever. And that's pretty cool. What would be your entrance song if you were a reliever? Thinking maybe Jerry Lee Lewis, Great Balls of Fire. Kind of a blast from the past. Go old school on that one. Or there's a new one that was just released this morning from Kings of Leon. I absolutely love. It's called Mustang. Are you a Mustang or are you a kitty? How intimidating would that be as you come in from the bullpen? By the way, if you get a chance, the 12 tracks from Kings of Leon from the album Can We Please Have Fun is impressive. Earlier this morning, got rave reviews from Zach Bryan, who we've talked a lot about on this podcast. Speaking of Zach Bryan, very cool concept. Zach Bryan will hand out QR codes on the way exiting the arena when you go to the show, and then you can listen to audio from the actual show. Also get access to unreleased songs from Zach Bryan. And as we know, he is a songwriting, producing, releasing machine. So I think that's a pretty cool concept. I know of no other artist that's doing that in the big arena game. And I'd like to see that as a trend that continues. And credit Zach Bryan doing his own thing, following his own arrow. And I think that's a pretty smart move by Zach Bryan. Last week, listened to the new album from Dua Lipa. Little taste of Training Season. I like that one. Also love the song Illusion. And I think it's kind of funny that both Kings of Leon and Dua Lipa have albums entitled about, hey, we just need to be happier. I think that's kind of a trend in music. As far as movies, there was a Dandy released on Netflix.
I believe we have split the atom of breakfast.
Came out last Friday. I was up at 1 a.m. And so I watched Unfrosted, the Jerry Seinfeld movie about Pop-Tarts. I was so impressed with it, I begged the family to watch it the next day. I don't think they were as enamored with it as I was, probably because I'm such a huge Seinfeld fan. And my buddy Josh called it campy fun, which I would absolutely agree with that assessment. It's just something that there's so many great cameos. I'm not going to tell you who's in the movie because it's more fun. And I would highly recommend don't research the movie before watching it. It's just better to be surprised by the cameos. But I thought it was unusual and a fun movie, unlike anything I've seen in quite some time. So Unfrosted, well worth a watch on Netflix. Will AI change the course of music trajectory? I don't know. And now, if there is ever a case where AI makes sense, Randy Travis, who, of course, has lost his singing voice for now, what, over a decade, this makes sense. He was involved with the creation of this song. It definitely sounds like Randy Travis. I thought CBS Sunday Morning did a fantastic job of chronicling how it happened. Rolling Stone did a great job of writing an article about the voice behind the Randy Travis song. It's James Dupree. And he did the demo for where that came from about a decade ago. And that was found by the team from Randy Travis. And they gave it that Randy Travis sound. And I thought really an impressive song. Now, normally, I like the authenticity that music delivers. And I don't think this is a trend that I'm normally going to be enamored with. But when you have the case, does the world need new music from Randy Travis? Yes. Even if it's altered and it's not 100% Randy Travis, 95% Randy Travis being manufactured in a lab, I'm okay with. I don't think I like this trend, but I do love this project.
Out came the sun, and there ain't no more where that came from.
I mean, seriously, it sounds just like Randy Travis, don't you think? That's James Dupree. With AI technology, and yeah, I think the world needs some Randy Travis, and a lot of people aren't familiar with the work of Randy Travis, and it might cause them to delve into previous works from Travis. Spent a lot of time at coffee shops doing some independent writing and just noodling some different ideas down. And this past week, I went to my favorite coffee shop, and there was a bit of a kerfuffle between two coworkers. They had a big fight about who messed up and why they shouldn't do it that way. And it was probably 7 to 10 minute ordeal. I was happy to report that it ended in a hug. Normally, I would be very upset that maybe they weren't catering to the client, me at the counter. And there was a couple others behind me as time elapsed. But then I thought, you know, we've all had conflicts at work. And this one at least had a happy resolution. When I was greeted by one of the individuals in the fight, they're very apologetic, and I thought they're probably having a rough day. So I just said a quick prayer for them, and I paid for my coffee. I'd like to think that was a certain amount of development from me as a person. So I thought I'd share that with the podcast world and the many listeners we have to this bold and witty podcast. There was a report earlier this week that iPhone alarms aren't having the desired effect of waking you up. Will this mean the return to the old-fashioned alarm clock? I don't know. My favorite way to wake up, I was a paperboy for the Omaha World Herald at the tender age of, I believe, 13. By the way, paper carrier of the month. I got a 13-inch color TV, probably because all the other paper boys and paper girls quit. So my favorite way to wake up, not the iPhone alarm. That clearly did not exist. In 1987. My favorite way to wake up is when my dad threw cold water in my face to wake me up. Only happened once. It was the threat of cold water that got me out of bed. I knew I had to get up or dad was coming with a cup of water. So I think all the young people that are complaining about the iPhones not waking them up, they need a dad charging their bed with a cup of water. Awesome parenting move. Highly recommended. Listen, you dry off eventually. It builds character. This has been the Bald and Witty Podcast. And as I said before, it only gets better from here. So if you don't like this one, you know, try back in a couple of weeks. It might be better.
Because the world needs more joy. Discover baldandwitty.com. Get fresh observations about movies, music, and more.